Blog Talk Radio.
When the sun set up now,
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Jaina. Again, for another first day of the week, the Yehuda Project. How is everybody doing today? I hope all things are well. I'm glad to be here. You know, every day is a new day. New mercies are new. Or mercies are new every morning. It's a blessing to be alive, you know, and to be among the land of the living. And know you an Israelite and know the promises. What a blessing it is. You know, I just want to give everybody the opportunity to get on. I have received some interesting videos today. I mean, people been sending all kind of things through email and text message. And, you know, Sister Lavia just sent me a text message with a guy on here. He is 8 feet tall. 8 feet tall. Huge. Huge guy, 8 feet tall. It's like, wow. You know, very rarely do you see it. And he's a model. He is 8 feet tall. I said, wow, what's something? That is something. I'm telling you, to even have to see something like that. If somebody can hear me, please push 1. I think Brother Uriah is on here. If you are, or anybody, please push 1 and let me know you can hear me. Thank you. Shalom, shalom, you guys. It's been a very interesting day, you know, but I'm glad to be here. I don't have a whole lot to talk about. I mean, you know, I think we covered a lot in class yesterday and the things that are going on in class and everything and, you know, the things that are going on around the world. We can't stop. We just have to watch, you know, and... You know, I think Russia is warning a nuclear response for them meddling in the war. You know, I don't know what that means. I don't know, you know, how that is going to, if the threat is toward us or if it's toward Ukraine. But there is a threat that has been issued, and, you know, I know that's going on. I don't know a whole lot about anything else today because the class was so good yesterday. I didn't even get a chance to... do any research. So, you know. So it's an open forum today. Anybody have anything you want to talk about in particular? Anything you want to share with the class? Press 1. Please feel free to do that. You know, I think everybody is just at the point where they just ready to go. You know, like, we find things to talk about, but at the end of the day, everybody's just ready to go. They're like, wow. How much more time is we going to be on this, you know? But we got to wait on him. Woo, we got to wait on him. One thing he lets us know is that we are not in control, that we have to wait on him. And what a blessing it is. Hallelujah. I guess one thing that I can get with is this. I guess I want to put this on the record. You know, we put a lot of YouTube stuff on, a lot of clips up on YouTube. And for very apparent reasons, I don't let people leave comments. I don't let them leave comments because of the fact that Israel is all over the place. But I will say this. You know, everybody is entitled to believe and know what they think they know. But the way we do things is the way we do it because of the revelation that the Most High has given us in the Word. Now, not to say we 100% right either, but we feel like this. Whatever is not right, he will let us know. And if he doesn't do it while we're here, he's definitely going to do it when we get to where he is. You know, so we don't hold any animosity toward any group. You know, we don't try to force our beliefs on anyone. Everybody is entitled to believe what they want to believe. You know, so I just wanted to put that out there because I get oodles of emails and all kind of stuff where people feel like it's necessary to correct the way we believe. You know, and it's like, you know, you don't have to correct it or anything. You know, you have to be okay with where you are. I'll say that. You know, because our goal is to try to love everybody, get along as much as we possibly can, and all of us get ready to leave because we leaving. You know, so this is where we are today. You know, and I, like I said, I'm not arguing or anything with anyone ever. It's not that serious to do that. Whatever you choose to do, you do. But over here, we're going to do it the way we've been doing it because it's working, you know, and it works for us, you know. So I just wanted to put that out there to let everybody know that when they get ready to send emails and stuff through the mail, you know, and nobody's a grand authority on anything because we have to wait until we get before the Most High to see if the story is the way we think it is. It could all be wrong. We could have to all start all over again. So, you know, I just wanted to make sure that that was out there on the record, you know, because I've had some emails come in since I put those videos out there, you know. And, you know, I am very cautious as to what I allow in the class and what is exposed, because we talked about that yesterday, you know, and all the things we have to denounce from ourselves being connected to this society. You know, we just have to denounce a lot of things, you know, so we can move forward as a nation. But, you know, I am noticing that the language is changing, you know, among our communities, and at least they are acknowledging the fact that the Israelite people were a nation. You know, I even heard a pastor say that the other day when I was flicking through the channels. He was like, you know, Israel became a nation, and in order for Israel to become a nation, there had to be laws to govern that nation. And I was like, whoa, okay. You know, so he didn't directly say that he was an Israelite, even though he did say he was from the tribe of Judah. You know, so, I mean, you know, those are small things that they still haven't awakened yet because their eyes aren't open. You know, but guess what today is? It's Easter! It's the Easter Bunny Day, you guys! You know, this is the Easter egg hunt day today. You know, I don't even know what to say. Pray for them. You know, just we're going to say a prayer. You know, because we've done countless shows and for each holiday how we're not supposed to be doing this. But when you have a nation of people that are in the dark and you have a nation of people that Yah has deliberately kept in the dark, they're going to keep doing the things that they're doing. So we're going to pray for them. You know, that when it's time for them to make their transition, whenever, however it's done, we're going to pray that the transition is very smooth and that the Most High gets a chance to really help them get through it, because it's going to be very difficult to do. So I just wanted to make that statement, you know, and get that out there. You know, like I said, we want to love everybody. I know I'm not bashing anybody, you know, and I'm not going to be angry with anybody for what they still believe, because they are where the Most High wants them at this point. You know, and you know, you see the little kids running and they having Easter egg hunts and all the things that they're doing, you know, and they're happy. They don't know what it means. And most of the parents don't know what it means. They just doing it because everybody else is doing it. You know, there's a lot of ham on the table today, but that's the meal. You know, and they're doing it because everybody else do it. And we know that that's the kind of people that we always have been. We've always been a very stiff-necked, hard-headed people. When the Most High call you stiff-necked, you hard-headed for real. So we have to know, we have to take that into consideration. And when we see our family members doing these things that we know they're not supposed to do. And I know it's hard. You know, but that's when you can tell you have matured, when you can look at it and don't get angry anymore. You're like, well, you know, the judge of all the earth will do right. He knows where he has everybody. He woke us up for a specific reason. You know, and we give praise and honor to the Most High for waking us up so that we can see what's going on, you know. But how beautiful is this story? You know, now that you're awake, and now that you can see what most people can't, he has everything hidden in plain sight. Everything! You know, he doesn't hide anything. Everything is hidden in plain sight. So then when you do wake up and you read it, you're like, I did not even see this before. So, you know, that is how how powerful he is with the mind. He can do whatever he wants to do with the mind, whenever he wants to do it. So I think that, you know, like I said, we've come a long way. I know I have. I can only speak for me. You know, like today, you know, I've seen some kids Easter egg hunting, and I didn't say nothing. You know, I just said, okay. You know, and I said, well, only, y'all, you know, because I did the same thing when I wasn't woke. I had the same meals. I did the same things. We colored Easter eggs. We did all kind of stuff. You know, as a family, we did it. You know, so we have to have patience, you know, because we could have also been still asleep. You know, we could have also been experiencing what everybody else has been experiencing. We could have also been following the leader. But he saw fit to wake us up, you know, and all praises be to the Most High Yah. And they will have their turn. Now, whether it's going to be in this kingdom or the kingdom to come, I can't say. But they will have a turn, you know, and, you know, I just want to know, you know, has that changed things for you? Knowing that they will get a turn, has it made you calm down a little bit more about how you feel about your family members that are not woke today? You know, that's one question that I have. You know, has it made you calm down to the point where you say, you know, it's in Yah's hands? Because when you get to that point, you have matured. There's a spiritual maturity that we have to come to, where you say, not my will, but thy will be done. So that's the first question on the table, you know, because the thing is that we see groups that are out there and they're preaching against it, which is fine, to make people aware of it, which is fine, because the Bible tells us to cry loud and spare not, you know, and they're saying things to inform people, but everything that we do has to be done in love. Has to be done in love. He says, because with loving kindness have I drawn thee. You know, and, you know, we just have to grow. We have to grow to that point because they can't see. You know, so they're going to still do the things that we once was doing. Because I did it all. Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, Sweeties Day, Valentine's Day. I did all of it. Made a big deal out of it. You know. And now I walk past it. It don't even faze me. I really didn't even realize it was Easter until we went shopping today and most of the stores was closed. We was like, well, why are the stores closed today? And then it dawned on us that it was Easter. I didn't even, you know what I'm saying? Even though I mentioned it, I think, yesterday, it just went over my head this morning like, I just thought it was another Sunday, you know, but, you know, when you get to that point, you know, you have matured to a certain point, and I want to know how you guys feel. Have you all matured, you know, to the point where it doesn't bother you, or does it still bother you? Anybody can push one whenever you're ready. I want to know how you feel. Somebody say something. You know, are you there yet? Now, for some of you new people, you may not be there yet, but I'm talking about the people that's been here a while. Area code 478, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom, sis.
Hey. Yeah, but to answer your question, y'all, and a yes, I do. It does not bother me at all. I mean, I went out to go to the store today, and everything was closed, and I was like, okay, they usually open today. Why are they closed? And I looked on them, and I said, oh, okay, Easter today. I forgot all about it. So, yeah, you do unplug. When you unplug yourself away from the world, you forget about all those things.
And you don't get angry anymore?
No, absolutely not. No, I don't get angry.
About your family still celebrating it?
No. Not really. Half of them just, you know, they got the younger ones who got younger kids, so they want their kids to be, you know, don't want their kid to feel left out or whatever. But
right.
The older crew, the one that's been here for a while, it's like another day to them. So.
Right. Well, that's a good thing to know. You understand that? And that's when you know you have matured, because one thing we have to realize is Yah is in control of this whole story. And it's nothing that you or I can do to make anybody change. You can't make nobody. Y'all have to be the one to do that. And when you can mature to that level, I think that you have reached, you know, you've reached the next level of spiritual maturity. I really do. You know. And then I think that's better because people, because you don't respond, that's usually when they start paying attention.
Yep.
You know, when you don't say nothing, they be like, oh, shoot, she ain't saying nothing. The first they'll say, what she say? And they be like, she ain't say nothing. She just said that's why I'm being. She drove off. And they be like, oh, shoot, you know, what's going on? That's because that has to be your choice, you know. Hold on, area code 919, your mic is open, you're on the air. Area code 919.
Okay, sorry, I was on mute. I said, oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me? Okay, so, yeah, over time, I have learned to step back. At first, it was kind of bothersome. I didn't see why my family couldn't see it like I did. And, you know, I would read the scripture, you know, and you know, it got to the point where they were like, you know, they put their heads down by the time it was when I pulled the Bible out. But then as I've learned more and we've done the classes, you know, I've seen Yah has a plan. You know, he only can wake you up, can make your mind able to see and accept this. And then I've seen different people in my family respond differently. My youngest daughter, the minute she heard this, I mean, the minute she heard it, we had tenderloin, you know, in the freezer. And she was like, if God don't want me eating pork, I'm not eating pork. I mean, from the minute she heard it, she was she's been good. Whereas, you know, other members, you know, my family are still, you know, they forget things, you know, can't we still eat this or, you know. And so what I've ultimately started doing is I just live this life, you know. I just, you know, Shabbat Shalom, I'll say, you know, if they happen to send me something on a Friday, you know, I'll just say Shalom. I'll say, well, we're finishing Passover. And it's interesting, like my brother has begun to ask me questions now. You know, like, so, you know, he's been looking at other groups and, you know, and he says, so what is this about Yah? You know, I'm like, oh, he's using the name. So I have backed off and I realized Yah has a plan. And I just live my life. They know if you call me on the Shabbat, you're probably going to hear Shabbat Shalom. If you don't want to hear it, then don't call me on, you know. So, but that's the way I'm done. I don't get angry anymore. I'm ready to flow in the plan that Yah has.
And isn't it a beautiful plan? It's a beautiful plan. It really is. You know?
It is.
Beautiful plan. That's all I can say. I think that's excellent from both of you all. Yes, I agree. And when you can say, hey, I really don't, you know, I'm not going to ride anybody anymore. I'm not going to say anything to anybody anymore. You know, then they start asking questions. And you answer questions and you keep it moving. You know. Because there's not a whole lot, if anything else, you can do but live the life before them. And when you live that life, you know, they compare it to, the life you used to live and the things you used to do. And it's really not grievousome. It's not. It's not grievousome at all. You know, but everybody has to see you do it first, and then they will start doing things and asking questions. And that's like my family. You know, besides my uncle, I was the next to wake up, you know, and I didn't say anything. Of course, I told my children, and, you know, I shared with them what I learned, and their response was, well, okay, but you told us the church was what we were supposed to be doing. I said, yes, I did, because that's what I was taught. I said, but when you learn better, you do better, and there is a better way, and there is a right way. And my son, my oldest son, was first in the waking up. And then my two younger children have awakened. Now, I have one daughter. She's my oldest daughter. She's my firstborn. She knows, and she does kind of do things, but she don't. But I don't bother her. I don't bother her at all, you know, because I just don't. I let everybody be themselves. I live it. Like you said, I live it. And then from there, they'll have a chance to see it because they have to see it. and the liberty that comes along with it. You know, and it's a blessing. I mean, it is. It's, I told my daughter-in-law, I said, once you live this life, this is the best life you could ever live. Oh, it's very different than anything you could ever begin to imagine, but you have to live it first. You know, so I went in Kroger's today, and we saw all this stuff, and it really, to be honest with you, it really wasn't a lot of Easter stuff out, to be honest. I didn't see a lot. I mean, we went in Walmart and Kroger's today, and I really didn't see a whole lot of Easter. And maybe it was because we was actually on the day, but a lot of times they had that stuff marked down on the day sitting. I ain't seen none of that. I really didn't. So, you know,
yeah,
and usually the
churches have the purple, like they have the purple, you know, I didn't see, we were running around today too. I didn't see that.
And you really wonder how much of this has really taken root. You know what I'm saying? To the point where this is what we're dealing with, and maybe some people have kind of trickled away from it all. You know, because Easter used to be a big thing back in the day. I mean, we got new clothes, and, you know, we, especially when we were teenagers, they would have the Easter ball, or they would have a party going on for Easter. It was a big thing, but gradually I think people are kind of getting away from all that. I mean, I know I didn't see a whole lot of eggs and chocolate bunnies, and I didn't see all that, you know? Because as much as we say it's pagan, you know, bunnies don't lay eggs, bunnies have bunnies, you know, and we're not supposed to participate in these things, you know, and you leave it alone. You let people do what they want to do. Y'all let them do what they want to do, you know? Even the restaurants, I think we rolled by a few restaurants. They weren't even packed out in full like we thought they was going to be. They really weren't. But, I mean, you know, like I said, we keep doing what we're doing because Yah is the one that's going to change the heart and the mind. Anybody else have an experience about how you know, how your family is doing now? Have you graduated to that level to the point where you just don't say anything anymore? You just live the life in front of them and let Yah's spirit speak for itself, you know, and or some of you haven't gotten there yet. Let's just send it out like that. Is there some people that's still struggling? You know, and guess what? The struggle is never out of resentment. It's all out of love because we want our families to know what we know. But we can't open their eyes. Only Yah can do that. He's the only one. You know, and when we start to learn, and I think Israel is starting to catch on, you know, that you can catch flies better with honey than you can anything else. You know, you have to learn how to be. The Bible tells you to be, what it said, wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. It does. You have to learn how to use those things. Those things that are in that Bible is there for you to understand. You know, how powerful the tongue is. The Bible says it's the smallest member of the body, but the most powerful. Because it's able to either kill or make alive. And that is the truth. You don't know how many people I have had to go back to and apologize because of some of the stuff that rolled off my tongue. I mean, you know that now I am where I am, I can sit back and say, wow, you know, you need to go back and tell them you're sorry. So you have to speak life. Always speak life because, you know, that's what's going to win them people. Love is a powerful thing. It really is. You know, and I think that when we live this life in front of them, you know, and we show love and kindness, they don't have any choice because it draws people. You know, today ham day. Everybody got a ham on the table. Everybody got a ham on the table. But I did too back in the day. I had it all the trimmings, you know. And I kept up with every idea what everybody else did. But now I learned that there's a better way. Now, I see, because the thing about it is this, I was thinking about, I said, when I was in Christianity, they taught me about Jesus. All I knew was that there was a deity, a man called Jesus, that died for my sins. But then I came over to Christianity, and I learned about the Godhead. I learned who Israel was. I learned who the Father was. I learned the Holy Spirit, and like you said, the plan that they have mapped out. This is a beautiful plan. And then I learned about who his son was, who we call Yahushua, and how he came and he died and he did the things. I learned. And when I learned about him, I have been in awe. I'm still in awe. And see, we didn't learn this through Paul. No, no sir, no ma'am. We learned this through the power of Yah. And then I learned who the children of Israel were and how important they are. Powerful stuff. So now I just live it. I live it. I base in it. I enjoy it. I understand it. I encourage it. I do all those things because it has made me into a better person. Can you all say that you are better people now? Do you think you are? Your character is better now since you know? Area code 919. Has your character changed?
Let's see. Can you hear me? Okay, I'm off of mute. I think now.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm more calm. I think, you know, even as a child, I've always tended. My spirit has tended to what I know now in terms of the law. I just didn't know why I was different from so many people around me, you know. And so it's been a validation, and I think there's an anchoring so that now I'm rooted in, yes, this is the way you should be. And I think I'm better in that, you know, there was always still, at least for me, it seems like there was always a little bit of room for you to kind of not quite do it right sometimes. But now I know why that room doesn't exist there anymore, you know, and so I'm just more grounded and rooted and sure-footed that this is the right way, that the path of righteousness, the path of truth, you know, the laws, statutes, and commandments, that is the right way. It's just that when you're around most people not doing it, there's this little bit of doubt. Well, maybe I should do it like, you know. So yeah, but I'm definitely a better person in that I just realize there's a plan and I need to just chill and follow, you know, what Yah has said for us.
Oh, well, yes, I agree. Area code 478, what about you guys? Do you think you're a better person now? Your character is better, your temperament is better. Has it made you better?
I would say it has made my life better. It made my life better all the way around. I can tell you for surely, you know, my temperament is definitely better. I mean, things that used to bother me, Sociani, they don't bother me anymore. You know, not just people ignoring the truth. It's just things don't bother me. It feels like there's a calm and a peace that actually comes over you after a while. I mean, things don't bother me. You know, I enjoy doing what I do. You know, my little hobby, I take myself out of this stuff. I'm like the sister was saying about it. So I've never been that type of person that has always been around a lot of people or tried to be the, you know, the showboat of the group. But this just made me even better because now, you know, I just feel like I'm at home. I really feel like I'm at home because I know what's coming. I know whose I am. I know, you know, that as long as I lead my family the right way, we'll be fine. I know as long as we continue to pray, I can help others by prayer. You know, the prayers of the righteous avail as much. And
yes,
that verse alone, that encouraged me to do right because I have people in my family that are sick. And I said, well, if I really love these people and I really care, maybe if I did what is right, then maybe the Most High count me worthy to hear my prayer. And that's what I strive for. And it has brought a lot of calm to me. It brought a lot of peace in my house. And not that we had a lot of turmoil before, but it just made the house seem even better. I had people come over and say, man, this is so comfortable here. And they say, you know, they sitting on the couch sleep. It's just that peaceful, you know. I mean, for real, they just sitting on the couch sleep. And, you know, what people say don't bother me anymore because I'm a homebody now. I'm really a homebody now. You know, I go out, get what I need. But if I'm not doing something, sitting down in the house, I'm outside in the garden doing something. You know, I don't have no need for stuff. I mean, like you were saying earlier about the Easter and all that. I didn't even get up thinking about Easter today. None of us even thought about it. It didn't even cross our mind until Sister Rachel went out early and came back and told me to myself, well, there wasn't nothing in the store. And that's right, it's Easter, and this store was closed, and that store. I mean, other than that, we haven't even thought about it.
Yep, I agree. And I think, you know what I think it is? I'm coming, Erico 504. You know what I think it is? I think now that we know that there's an exit strategy, now that we know there's another chapter, and that chapter involves us, you're just cool with it. You're like, okay, well, hey, if that's how it's going, I'm just going to wait, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I think for me, it was like, oh, so we do matter. Oh, so you are coming. Oh, okay. I think that helps a lot. I think that helps a lot. I really do.
It does.
I do. Eric Cole, 504, your mic is open. You're on the air. Thank you so much for your comment. 504, your mic is open.
Yes, I feel the same way since I was able to give up the foods that were forbidden to eat that we weren't supposed to eat. I don't miss them. I go in the store to shop, and I can overlook the shrimp and the ham and the other food, seafood and stuff, and it doesn't bother me. Those used to be my favorites, and I don't miss them anymore. But I have one question I wanted to ask. When you're out and people that you know or don't know, they wish you a happy Easter, how do you respond without offending, you know, without, you know, you can say, I don't know, what did you say?
For me, I used to tell them I celebrate Easter, I celebrate the Passover. I don't say anything anymore. I grab my stuff and I go on out the door. I might say thank you very much and going out the door. Because, I mean, me abruptly correcting them at that moment is not going to change anything. You know, if we were able to a conversation or something, or they ask me something, you know, people say Merry Christmas. I don't say nothing. I just going out the door. I don't turn around and say Merry Christmas to you. I just going out the door. You know, and I don't mean to be rude. I might smile at them and just going out the door. You know, I try not to engage because I don't want to support it. But at the same time, that fraction of a second of me correcting them is not going to change anything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I handle it. I just, most of the time, I'll smile and go on because usually it's people at the store.
Right. Like when you check out. It may be the person that rung you up and say, oh, have a happy holiday or happy Easter or whatever.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm smiling, going out the door. I try not to say nothing. If I can, I just smile at them and go on out the door.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah,
no,
I was going to say,
go ahead, sis.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, most of the time I try to ignore it, too. But I'll often say, enjoy your holiday. So even though they told me happy, whatever, I'll just say, enjoy your holiday, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I haven't taken it on to me. I do have a little bit more problems saying that to someone who may be an Israelite, you know. So sometimes, I may just say, you know, thank you or something like that. Or I may, if there's a little bit of time, I may say, you know, I don't really observe that holiday, but thank you, something like that. So I don't feel like I should lead another Israelite into someone.
Right.
You know, I feel like I should say something, but for the general, you know, I just say enjoy your holiday.
Now, if I'm on my job,
they can enjoy everything they want. Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. If you're on my job and you ask me that, you know, well, what are you going to do for Easter? Now, that spawns a conversation. That's when I'll go into, you know, I don't really celebrate those holidays. I celebrate the high holy days. I celebrated Passover, you know, but I didn't, and that may bring up a conversation, but now I just try to keep it as simple as possible. As simple as possible.
The other thing I do to keep it simple, too, is I'll just say, if it does come, like you said, a little bit more, I'll just say, you know, oh, I observe Torah. And then if they want to know more, I'll say, you know, let's talk later, something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, getting into these conversations, it can get thorny.
Yeah, it does. It really does. You know. And it's hard. It used to be hard for me when I first became awake, because I didn't want to have to go through the seasons. The seasons irritated me. But as I matured, and I thank Yah for the maturity, it doesn't even bother me anymore. The trees, the lights, the Christmas, the this, the that. If nobody tells me, I really don't even pay a lot of attention, you know, because I've not done it for such a long time that to me it's just another day. To everybody else it might be a holiday, but to me it's just another day. Because, you know, I know that what they're doing is deceptive. I know that there's no such thing as Good Friday. There's no such thing as Friday being the day that Yahweh Shai died. When he told, and then Sunday being the Sunday morning, the morning that he rose, because he told you in his word he was going to be in the earth for 3 days and three nights. And if you got 12-hour days and 12-hour nights, that's not humanly possible. So I know it's deceptive. So I don't even think about it. And when you know how deceptive it is, all you can do again is pray. That's it. No, like we said yesterday, bunnies don't lay eggs. Bunnies have bunnies. But they still do it. So all you can do again is pray. Because they seem to think, well, it's for the kids. And, you know, as long as it's for the kids, it's okay. I don't say nothing. I just let it do what it do. I mean, you know, I don't do that. I just, you know, that's right up there with Santa Claus. I've been the mother even before Israel. I've been the mother that never lied to her children. I just didn't do that. I wasn't getting ready to go on that bandwagon, even though everybody else was on there, because I was lied to. And I was very offended as a kid when I found out they was lying to me. I really was upset. You guys don't know what kind of little kid I was. I was a very different little kid. I was. And, I, you know, when you spend years putting milk and cookies out and, you know, believing in this fairy tale, and you find out your dad and mom eating the cookies, I'm like, why did y'all lie? I don't understand. And I just never lied to my kids. I just didn't do that. I think that was cruel to keep that hoax going. You know, so that's how I was, you know, being at that. So I made a promise. I was not going to lie to my kids about the tooth fairy, the fairy godmothers, and the Santa Claus and the Easter bunnies and all those things, even though we still had Easter egg hunt. You know, I'm just saying, it just was something, just something that we have taken on these traditions, and we can't convince them. Y'all have to be the one to show them that. You just really have to. There's just nothing. Hold on, area code 214, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to respond to the sister who had asked when somebody says Happy Easter. I actually received the text from my sister. I have two sisters, and one said Happy Easter, and I just responded, I love you all. And the thing is that I know she's receptive to what I say, because I don't try and push stuff on her. Sometimes she says, but I know she'll give it some thought. And I've seen so many changes within my family because I'm not trying to quote-unquote convert anybody. I'm not trying to shift them because I have the same basic belief system that they have. I just have a different understanding of some things. So I just said, I love you all. But the things that I've seen, like when we're writing, my brother will say something and he'll say, praise Yah. I smile, you know. I have nieces who don't embrace everything, but they love the Sabbath. they, when they found out about the Sabbath, they clicked their heels, not because they necessarily believed, quote-unquote, in the Sabbath, but because that was the day where my sister would just have them cleaning the house from the top to the bottom. It was just a day where they just worked themselves into the ground. When they found out that they didn't have to give an excuse for anything, they could just stay in bed all day long and say, it's the Sabbath. And they will tell you, I love the Sabbath. And so, it makes them more receptive to other things. I have seen so many changes. Like when I'm talking to my cousins and we're talking, sometimes we'll be talking and we use the word God. But the other day I was able to explain when we were singing why it is that I sing and I say Yah. And then I referenced Psalm 68:1 because I wanted to have the scripture so that we could all look at it. Because we, you know, the thing is, when you're with people who are looking for truth, they want what's true. They don't want my opinion. They don't want what I think. They want to know, how does this better inform what it is that I'm looking for, which is a close relationship with the Most High? And then some people were telling me, I love the Most High. And so they like that terminology, the Most High, because they think it really reflects what it is that they want to express. And it's not something... and like I was saying, you know, when I think about God, it's dog spelled backwards. And I don't know what the significance of everything is, but I'm not fighting for all kinds of, you have to see it my way, you have to believe my way. And so I still watch the service of the church that I was raised in. I was trying to watch it today, but it was off. And I saw one of the cousins I study with, she was very thankful. And I understand why she can go there and worship, and I understand I get something out of it, too, by watching them, because of people that I was raised with, people I've known for 40, 50 years. But I know fundamentally they're living the same way, but if we do not engage with people, they'll never be able to really get the information from us or even be receptive to us, because it will always be adversarial. But if we all just kind of come together and we discuss, and we're discussing so many things. So last week we were talking about the Holy Spirit being female. And people were willing to listen to me because we're not fighting about it. It's like, let's go to these scriptures. And we started at Genesis and we're reading. And I'm learning as I'm reading because I'm thinking, wow, I didn't see that and see that. And so there are things that I'm researching. But I say all that to say is that I don't have salvation for anyone. We're all searching. But I have found within my family that I see all of these changes that just make me smile, because it's not just my brothers and my cousins. I see it in my aunts and my uncles. And so, yeah, and then with people outside, somebody had said something to me about Easter, and I just said, I don't do that. And it was probably one of those things asking me how I was going to celebrate or something. But I'm not trying to change people's minds. As the sister was saying, I'm just living this thing to the best of my ability. And people are changing.
Yes, they are. Yes, they, because you know what I think it is? I think that they can see the peace. They look at us and they're like, wow, them people not really upset about anything. You guys got a peace about you. That's not, you know, and we're not hollering at the white man. It's the white man's fault. And, you know, when you kick back and you be like, well, you know, this, like she said, y'all has a plan. And I just got to kick back and let the plan take its, do its thing. You know, and when they can see that peace, they want to know, well, wait a minute, well, why are you not upset? And it's like, y'all have a plan. He has a plan. And there's
That's
nothing
right.
you can do about the plan. No?
The cousin that I listened to before my internet started going crazy, who was giving her praise report on a Sunday, she observed the Sabbath. She came to that all by herself because she said, I was reading down through the scriptures, and I said, this is not the Sabbath. Sunday's not the Sabbath. She'll go and she'll do whatever on the Sunday, because it's with people who are trying to worship to the best of their ability, but she observed the Sabbath. But the other thing is that she has taken some things that she has found on her own, and I've only found this out recently when we started studying together as a group. And she's taken to the pastors, and sometimes the pastors are resistant. They just blow it off, but that doesn't mean that they haven't been told. And she says they know. Some of them will know, and they'll just act like, oh, that's not important. She took the fact to them that the Sabbath was on Saturday as opposed to Sunday. They don't want to change from Sunday, okay? But she says, that's not going to stop me. I'm going to do what it is that I know to do. And she doesn't feel like she just has to battle them, but it doesn't mean that she has to stop participating either. But by being there, she is actually able to talk to people that she would be totally cut off from if she just said, well, Sunday's not the Sabbath. I'm just not going anymore. So the same people that she's known all of her life and been with all of her life who are willing to engage her because they know how she lives her life, but because she is getting a better understanding from the Most High, not because anybody just came and told her, she is able to actually sit there, and the people that she says, well, this is what I understand, and they go to the scriptures, she leaves it with them. Either you accept it or don't accept it. It's just really interesting to me. I don't have anything for anyone.
Yeah, that's a blessing. I mean, you know, like I said, it's the, you know, when they see the peace in you, and when you, most of the people are angry because they just see no end to this torture. They see no end. I've heard people say, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. We've had enough of it. We've been here for 400 years, and we're just sick of it. You know, and I've heard so many people say that, whether it be on a YouTube news clip or someone's going through something with the police and they, or whatever they're going through, I'm just sick of it. And you know, it's that mentality, like we're tired of going through this. And when they see you have the mentality like, well, y'all have the plan, it changes everything. It's like, well, wait a minute. What do you all know that we don't know? You know, what is it that you're so calm about that no? How do you know something nobody else knows? You know, because most of them have been through church and most of them know the rapture scenario and all this kind of stuff. But there's a different calm for the children of Israel. It's a different calm. And he's like, well, you know, you just have to let y'all be y'all. You have to trust y'all. It's like the night before, or Saturday, Friday night, when I went to sleep, my oldest daughter was on my mind. I mean, all night she was on my mind. Her name just was on my mind. And I just woke up and I just told her, you know, I sent her a text. I said, wait on y'all. Remember the prophecy. And I told her the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of Yah. And I left it alone. That's what was in my spirit. I wanted to share that with her, and I left it alone. And you know what? It was what that means to her. Whatever she gets out of it is what she gets out of it. But I think that we have adopted that mentality that we're going to wait on Yah. And when you have that comfort, you just wait. You just wait. There's no anger. There's no animosity. There's no hatred. There's no resentment. There's no nothing. I'm just going to wait on y'all. I'm going to wait on him. Because I know it's like a child waiting on their father. I know he's coming. He told me he's coming. And I'm going to sit right here on the porch with the porch light on, and I'm going to wait on him. I know he's coming because he said he was. You know, and because we have that assurance, and because he made that very clear in his word, and because we know that, it just gives you a peace, and that's the maturity that we have to experience. And you know, and it's a beautiful thing. We're not all the way there yet, but I'm not where I used to be. Because I mean, you all talk about how mild-mannered you were. I wasn't, you know, especially if you did something to me. Now, I didn't bother nobody, but if you did something to me, I was a whole totally different something else, you know. And I had, like I said, I had to go back and apologize to a lot of people for some of the stuff that came out of my, even though they did it to me, I still had to go back and apologize to a lot of people and tell them how sincerely sorry I was, you know, and that I regretted the things that I had said. So, you know, it changed me. You know, it just really did. It took me to a whole another level, you know, to the point where I don't have a problem apologizing to nobody. If I've offended you in any way, you know, please, I never mean to do that because I'm not malicious, you know, and I don't have any intentions on doing that, you know. So that's what it did for me, my character, you know, and it's not fake. You know how some people you around, especially in holiness, everybody, praise the Lord. How how are you today, sister? You know, all that, because it's something down. It's something down in you that's got to come out. You know what I'm saying? And it just, you know, mine came out, and it wasn't nice. It wasn't a very nice person. So I'm the different person today. You know, I've always been very giving. I'll give you the shirt off my back. That's not the issue. But it was that other stuff, that monster I had to tame. But the Holy Spirit tamed that one. You know, so all praises be to Yah. And that gave me the peace. I was like, let me just calm down. There's nothing I can do that Yah can't do better. You know, let me just take a deep breath and fall back and let Yah be Yah. And I always tell people, if he can't do it, you can't do it. No. So for me, that was major. It was major. So, you know, that's just, I think that, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful feeling. It's a beautiful life to live. It really is. I don't know about the rest of you all, but it is really a beautiful life to live. Every morning there's a new adventure. Every day there's a new experience. There's a new thought. There's a new understanding of who he is. You really begin, like Sister Lavia used to always say, you really learn to appreciate nature. I didn't really know what she meant, but now I'm seeing that. You know what I'm saying? You learn how to appreciate the things that he has made. And it's like, wow, you are absolutely amazing. I have those moments all the time. It's like the stuff I didn't pay attention to before because I was so busy living life, trying to make sure that I achieved certain things and I was where I thought I needed to be at that age. And all that stuff, I'd be like, whatever. You know, isn't that tree beautiful? Look at that flower. How did he even come up with that? I'm like, where did all these colors come from? It's got to be a girl up there somewhere. You know, the whole thought. So it's fun to me now. Do I still have to work? Yes. Still got to work. Still got to eat. But it's not where I'm chasing anymore. I stopped chasing stuff. Because the steps of a good man are already ordered by the Most High. It's already ordered. He knows where we're going. He's leading us. That's the Holy Ghost's job, is to lead and guide you into all truth. And the scriptures say, they that are led by the Spirit are the sons of Yah. So you know. My days are a little different now. I'm learning how each day to say, lead and guide me into the areas that you want me to go into. You know, the people that I'm supposed to meet. Make me be aware of the things I'm supposed to do today and the things that I'm supposed to pay attention to. Don't let me miss out on nothing, you know. And I live it like that, you know. I live each day like that. And I try to. And I try to watch what come out of my mouth. You know, that tongue can be something else. Really does, but it's a learning experience. It's a beautiful thing when your feet are set on the path called straight. I'm serious. You know, because it ain't that many people on this road. You know, it ain't. But when he put you on here, it's interesting. It really is. It really is. It's a beautiful thing. Anybody else, please feel free to push one. We want to hear about your journey. What has your journey been like? How do you feel about your journey today and the things that you have experienced and the growth that you have made? We want to hear. Even if you knew, if you still in the baby steps, you know, we're curious to hear. And one other thing is you can tell that it's disrupting a lot of things because now that the people who we used to try to get their attention to, they're watching more so than ever. You know, they really are. They're watching more so than ever. Area code 904, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Brother Uriah. For me, the journey's been real good. I've always been mild-mannered anyway, so that wasn't a big effect on me, but I used to get frustrated when I first awakened. and nobody was listening to anything that I said. They pretty much ignored me, thought I was crazy, and it bothered me somewhat, but I get over things pretty quickly. So after I got to the point where people weren't listening, I just stopped. I didn't do a whole lot. I just started living the life, like everyone else had said, and went from there. And every now and then people would ask me questions, and I would be, you know, get a chance to give them the answers that I know. So the journey has been phenomenal for me, and just being a part of Nation of Yehuda alone, I have learned so much in the pieces that I didn't have before. I'm really starting to come together. I'm starting to have a whole lot more understanding as to what the scriptures are actually saying and who the scriptures are pertaining to. But this journey has been phenomenal, and I'm anxious to learn even more as I grow. But I do have people come to me. Like, I have a brother right now. He's a Catholic. You know, he's like almost like a big to-do in the Catholic Church up in New Jersey. And I'm totally going to be in June, so I know we're going to have a conversation. So I'm just kind of preparing myself for that, because he sends me happy Easter texts all the time and all kind of stuff that, you know, sending me scriptures, that kind of thing. But this journey has definitely been a good journey for me. I have no regrets. I'm glad that my eyes are open. But we all, like you said before, we all eyes have been open for a reason. Whoever you can touch, I cannot touch, and whoever I can touch, you may not be able to. So we hit just the water, and somebody else is going to come along and say something else again. And what I'm finding is that more people know about this than I thought. It's really spreading. This word is really spreading who we are as a people. It's not just nothing anymore. It's across the board.
Absolutely.
That would be my input.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah. And you know what, brother, you're right. I was led to, and I was led about a year ago to send an email to the presiding bishop of the Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith. And I have known him for a very long time. I've known of him, let me say that. We ran into some of the, we knew a lot of the same people because of, you know, the area that I live in, you know, and that they have been, before he was into that position, he would visit all the time to the church that I belong to, and I was led by Yah to send him an email, you know, and I have just watched, you know, I've just watched, and I've noticed that Yah is doing something. He truly is, you know, and I don't say anything, you know, I won't even, you know, get into a whole lot of all that, but you just have to be led by Yah to do what you need to do. And, you know, I just watch. I don't say a whole lot of nothing. I don't follow up. I don't do anything. Because, like you said, one plants, another one waters, and Yah gives the increase. He does. Three very powerful men. I sent three emails to three very powerful men, each in different sectors. And this was a year ago, you know, and each one of them have their powerful in their own right, you know. But being led by the Spirit of Yah, that was done. And when you know that Yah is leading you by the Spirit, you do what you're told and you move on. You know, and I just watch. I just really do watch. I listen sometimes and the verbiage is changing. You know, very strategic, but it's changing. And I just say all praises be to the Most High Yah. You know, it's just a blessing, you know, to be able to hear that. Not that, you know, Yah has to be the one to do it. He's the one that makes it possible. But it's just a blessing, you know, to be able to have that contact and to be able to move in those circles. That's why I tell all of us all the time, you know, there's a lot of powerful people that are listening. A lot of powerful folks that are listening. You know, I think he's very important. He's a blogger. You know, I guess that's what you call him, you know, on YouTube. You know, Church of God in Christ, talk to them. You know, and you know, Yah's just doing some things. He is. So just keep, you know, everybody pray for each other because, like he said, the people that he sends us to, we do what we told, we move on. Very important people that are able to get that word out of there, you know, that he asked me if I wanted to come on this show, and I'm like, nope, not yet. I said, that's not what I was told to do. I have to do what I was told, no more, no less. But they talking about Hebrew Israelite stuff, and they calling on Yah, and they doing it. So you're right, it is. It's spreading tough. It's very subtle, but it's still spreading.
speech. Because sometimes I'm not much of a Facebook person, but sometimes I go on Facebook and I read some of the comments, some people that I'm attached to. And from my old church up in Pennsylvania, which is a Pentecostal apostolic church as well, and on PAW. And some of the conversations between them up there, discussing that, they're saying Jesus is black. I'm starting to see that conversation going. And there's some tension going on up there.
Yep.
So it's coming out, believe me. It's getting well known.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir. Yes, it is. And he has his way. That's why, you know, we do what we told him. We don't do nothing else. We do what we told him. We move on. Because that's what he wants. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You do just what I tell you, no more, no less. You know, so it is definitely moving in a way that we can't even begin to imagine. You know, but all praises to Yah. Praise to his holy name. You know, so yeah, some serious stuff is happening. You know, and it's moving through the earth, and that's how powerful he is. That's why everybody's worried about it that don't know him, because it's moving very powerfully through the earth, very quiet and subtly. That I've noticed that's how he moves. You know, and you look up and you know, like I said, anytime they ask the nominee of the Supreme Court, you know, during her what do they call those hearings when they are
confirmation
hearing.
They talk about the Hebrew Israelite in the confirmation hearing, and we're moving. I'm serious. We're moving forward. That's something, you know. But it's just like I told her, just calm down. Everybody just calm down, take a breath. Take a deep breath, breathe in, it's going to be all right. Just do what you're supposed to do, and if everybody do what they're supposed to do, you watch how I do. Y'all going to do the rest. He is. He going to do the rest. You know, because we just servants. We not nobody special. We just servants doing what we told. And guess what? Giving y'all all the praise that we allowed to even participate, because I ain't worthy. I don't deserve it. There's nothing I've done in my life to deserve anything. Whatever he's done, I'm grateful for. You know, and if he don't do nothing else, he's been good to me. I told Malcolm that this morning. I said, you know, I sat on the edge of the bed last night, and I just thought about how good he's been. I just broke down because, you know, I don't deserve it. You know, but he's been so good. And I just be like, you know, y'all, I just want to say thank you. I'm not worthy of it. I don't belong. I don't. Just thank you. You know. Because it should have went another way. But he saw fit. It was his mercy. You know, and it could have went another way. For real. You guys just don't know. Only I can tell the story but by me. But, you know, all praises be to his high and holy name. Woo! Bless his name. Thank you. You know, and I, you know, I think that I had to begin to remember to praise him. You know, because we learn a lot, we teach a lot, and we learn a lot. But I had to remember to stop for a moment and give him some praise, because he deserves all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We can't stop doing that. We can't stop praising him because he deserves the praise. He inhabits the praises of his people. He do. You know. So I just, you know, I'm with anybody. Go ahead, sis.
He identified a people to be to the glory of his praise.
Yes. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He's so merciful.
And even in the church, even in the church, when you would say, when you were, you know, it was more about the praise, even the thanks, seeing more about what people got from him. And now, you know, even saying he's mighty, when I say he's mighty, I know a bit more about what that means now.
Yes, yes. Don't start nothing. I'm trying to hold back the tears. I'm telling you, I'm holding them back because I know how good he's been to me. You know, sis, when I tell you it could have really went another way, it could have really went a whole another way, you know, but he saw fit to show me some mercy. Woo! I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. I don't. You know, but I thank him every day, every day. You know, every day that he has been there. Because like you said, you know him now in a way that they, you wish everybody else could know him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it ain't based on emotion.
No.
See, and I think that we as Israelites, knowing what the prophecies are, helps us a lot to deal with a lot of things, because we know this is not our end. We know that our that there, the story continues. It doesn't end right here like we was led to believe before. So we have some comfort in that.
Yeah.
That we are going to go, we're going back home, and we're going to have our Elohim over us to guide and lead us. But to me, that's a blessing right there, and it's very encouraging.
Yes, indeed. What'd you say, Brother Uriah? To be continued. For real.
Yes, indeed. This is not the end.
Yes,
it makes
hallelujah.
Going through the hard times a little better, too. You know, no, we're going to go through, but it makes it just a little bit easier to go through knowing that we do have an expected end.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
Sister Diana, I want to give you a testimony. I just want to say this. You know, sometimes we don't, you know, when you first get in this thing and you praying and all that and you going and talking to other people, you don't really understand or appreciate the Father like you should. But then as time go on and you really get into this thing, you can see how he moves. That's where I'm at right now. And I can see when he answers my prayers. I know when he answers my prayers. And then you develop that sense where you just lean on him, and you lean on him for everything and all things. And it is a wonderful feeling, because there are some things that have happened to me over the past, I'll say, 9 months to a year, and it was nothing but y'all. It was nothing but him. And I got to see how he works to provide for us. Like he's, you remember in the scriptures where it says, how he feeds the sparrows, you know, they don't have any word. The birds and things don't have any words. They don't have any concern.
No.
And if we just learn to sit back and just be patient, cause I used to be big on that. I mean, I get stressed out by the bill at a minute, I'm stressed out about this, how this going to happen and how that going to happen. And then when I just stop and start leaning on him, miraculous, I don't even know if you want to call it miraculous, because it's not. Is just him being him. Things start moving and happening in your life, and he show you. And I could just see him sitting there laughing like he thought I wasn't going to help him. And, you know, it's just so funny how things just line up the way it is. It's going to be what it's going to be. Because what you said earlier, your steps are already preordained. And he's going to guide you. He's going to guide you into all of that. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. You know, when I quit my job here last year, I didn't know what was going to happen. Remember I talked to you about it.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going to happen. And I'm going to tell you one of the thoughts when I first did it. I said, man, I'm going to lose this house, lose this property. Man, y'all has made a way for me and my family with a job that paid me nearly the same, and not just that, but little things that he does every day that I see each and every day that I give him. Like you said, he deserves all the praise, all the glory. I say that every day, every night, and it's a wonderful thing how he takes care of his people. And when you slow down and you sit back and you get away from all the drama and disconnect yourself from this world that we in, you get to see those things, and those things become very intimate, and then eventually you can honestly look at Yah, where you can say to him, I love you.
Yes.
And I love you for all what you do, and I love you for everything you do, because we don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. I know I don't deserve it, because I know I've done some stuff too, you know, and I can honestly sit there and say, I love him. I love the Father in heaven, you know, and he's turning me, showing me how to get away from certain things. And of course, I still got things that I'm working on and getting better each and every day with. And it's just his long suffering, his patience for me makes me have that for the other people, the people that I used to be like, man, you got to learn this truth. And now I've learned to be long suffering, learn to be patient with those people and not to badger them and, you know, keep going on. Man, you need to learn it. Man, you going this going to happen to you, that going to happen. I don't mean to say that stuff anymore, because guess what? He had mercy on me. He showed me this truth. He'll do the same to them.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He's a wonderful Elohim. Woo! He's a wonderful Elohim. He is wonderful, wonderful. You know, and all we want everybody else to do is understand what this is. You know, because like I said, I lived the church. I knew what it was. I was in it. I spoke in tongues. I preached. I did everything everybody else did. I tithed. I gave my time, talent, and treasure. I did all of those things. But one day, the Most High he knocked on the door and said, let me show you a better way. And I thought I had arrived. I thought I was already at the point where I was waiting on Jesus to come back to take me to heaven. He just said, let me show you a better way. And I'm telling you, it's been the best experience. And like I said, it's love that we want our family members to experience this. It's love that we want them to understand what this truth is all about. But again, y'all have to be the one to do it. So, you know, we focus on loving him and being obedient, and he do the rest. He do the rest. He do the rest. You know, you just got to wait on y'all. That's what I told my daughter, wait on y'all. All you got, you can't, there's nothing else, wait on him. No, because the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of Yah. It is. No, you gonna, it's going to be lonely sometimes, but sometimes you're going to be by yourself, and it ain't no hoopla, and ain't no crowds, and TMZ ain't following you around, and it ain't in flashing lights, but it's a peace that surpasses all understanding. It really is. It really is. It really is. And when he comes, you know he there. And it's so quiet and so subtle. He move in and do what he gotta do and move out. And by the time you realize it, you'd be like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, wow. That's power, boy. Woo. Wow. Like you said, all your bills is paid and you sitting there and you got extra money in the bank. Wait a minute, with no job and you sitting there like, wow.
Yeah, where did that come from? Man, you just know.
Right.
You just know it. Or like, you know, you're in a situation and all of a sudden something happens and you're like, and I'm going to just go ahead and say it. I had a situation. I was like, yeah, this is coming up. Don't quite have enough of that. All of a sudden I get a check from the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, well, you overpaid your taxes 3 years ago. So you go. And to me, the way I saw it, well, that was nothing but y'all. And all he did was, I know he going to run into some trouble later. Let me hold this off so later on he can have the needs to make get his things right. And that,
absolutely,
to me, that was just him. And those little bitty things, those things like that we don't see every day. I got to thank him for my breath of life every day, because he didn't have to give us a breath of life in the morning. He didn't have to wake us up. He didn't have to let us walk. We couldn't walk. We could be, you know, in a really bad way. But he spares us, and we have to be able to learn to see that and be able to thank him for all those little things, and as well as the big things. We talk about little financial assistance, but I thank him for the fact that I can see, that I can walk, that I can taste things, and I can walk around my health. You know, I thank him for the health of my mom and all of these people in my family. And I do that with joy in my heart each and every day. And I'm starting, like I said, I'm starting to really grow in this thing. And it's just been a blessing just to be where I'm at right now, because I know he's coming. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I know he's coming. And I know that when he comes, we need to be ready. And I really feel that I'll be ready. I really feel that I have my family ready. I really feel that these people on the line will be ready. Because we all have a zeal and a love for the Father above. You know, and when you start to do this, and that's something that I really want, you know, I'm not able to be on the men's call or do it like I wanted to do it because my job situation changed and I'm not here. But that's something I really want to stress to a lot of you brothers, man. Lead your families in truth, love, and wisdom. Lead your families with the love of y'all and you will never go wrong.
That's right. Absolutely. Hallelujah. That's where it counts. That's where it counts. I'm telling you. You know, that's where it counts. And you can say that because you're doing that and you see the results. You can say that because you're doing that. And that's where you get the results. You know, it's just, it's a beautiful thing all the way around just to see the nation come together. It is. It's a beautiful thing all the way around. Woo! And when he makes a promise, he can't lie. He can't even lie. He could lie if he wanted to. So you know he's coming. You know, and you can't be scared because he's coming. And he just gonna embrace. We got a Elohim. Oh my God! Wait a minute. Let me get the scripture. What was the scripture we read? I think it was Deuteronomy chapter 4. Wasn't it Deuteronomy chapter 4?
Yeah. What nation has an Elohim so nigh? Is that the one?
Yes. You going to read it? You know it? You got it?
No, I don't. I'll have to pull it up. I don't have it up.
Hold on. I get it. What nation is there on the planet? Let's say on the planet. Woo. Thank you, y'all. Oh, it says, for what nation is there so great who has the Elohim so nigh unto them as the Most High, our Elohim is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you? He said, only take heed to yourselves and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. He said, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. No other nation has a promise like this. It just isn't. Praise the mighty Yah. No other nation has a promise like this here. So, you know, it's a blessing. It is. And like I said, you learn not to criticize. You don't ostracize. You don't threaten. You don't do any of those things. You just live this thing with the love of Yah. Because it is the love of Yah that draws men unto repentance.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
May I add one thing?
Everybody's playing their...
Go ahead, sister.
All I'm going to say is everybody's playing their role.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes,
one of the things I wanted to say is I so appreciate all of the time that you put in to keep this going because I've learned so much. And one of the things that it's done for me, it has given me a foundation more so than... I learned a lot of scriptures coming up, and I knew some things, but I didn't necessarily know the why, and I certainly hadn't read a lot of what we've read. But I was listening to something last night, somebody who was basically attacking Israelites in Deuteronomy 28. And I hadn't really read Deuteronomy 28 and really seriously sat down and just read it. We read it through as a group. I've read it through individually. He might have shaken me, but I just sat there and listened to him, and I said, I know. Read the whole thing. Start at the first verse and read it down. And I realized if you know because you've read it for yourself and the Spirit has dealt with you for yourself, you will not be shaken. That is one of the things that is really so important is a lot of times if you're just sitting listening to somebody, you'll think that, oh, that's true. But then the question is why? Because you don't have it for yourself. But what our studies have really allowed me to do, at least, is to really dig and get something for myself. And if I have a question, I can go back and try and get a better understanding or bring it to the group and get a better understanding. But when I sat there and I said, I don't have to respond. I'm not writing a response. I'm not doing anything. I just listened to him and evaluated what he said. And I said, no, That was it.
Right. Absolutely. That's all Yah. You know, all praises be to the Most High Yah, you know. It's a blessing. That's when you are like a tree that's planted by the rivers of waters and say, I shall not be moved. And you can just say, without any animosity, you just say no. Mm-mm. You know, so you just have to let it go, and that's what you do. Well, guess what, people? We have come up on the end of our show. Again, we started out with no content and came up with some very rich content, and I hope that it has helped those who have been listening under the sound of our voices, that you understand why we are the way we are today and where the calmness comes from and where the love comes from. It's all because of the Elohim we serve, because of Yah, the Elohim, Israel, Yahawashah, his son. We believe that love is the principal thing, and that we know he loves us above all things, and he's coming to get his people. And on that note, we tell everybody, have a wonderful rest of your week. Don't forget our regularly scheduled programs. We're going to put something on the internet tonight. So if you're part of our channel, the Yehuda Project, it's just Yehuda Project, not the Yehuda Project. Yehuda Project on YouTube. We're going to put something up with the phone numbers of our classes, the scheduled classes that we have, so you guys know when we're having our classes. And on that note, you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. And shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.